back to the show. Why don't we hop on the old Sloppy Joe assembly line?
You know what? It's everybody's fault.
Hey, but you know what? This is a fact.
Great. I'm glad you guys.
Great catchphrase.
I'm really glad you guys have finally kind of taken to the catchphrase a bit. This episode is more smooth than others.
Yeah.
Starts off smooth and then burns going down, I hope.
Guys, we...
Speaking of burning...
We're doing something a little bit different today. We are three of us sitting down in a beautiful...
Ceramic and fragrant.
Yeah. Hey, what's something? What's a big thing you have in your bathroom? It's not a shower. It's not a hot tub. It's something kind of in between.
It's a bar.
It's a bar.
A bubble bath.
It's a bubble bath.
It's a bath that you put your bones in.
That's right. It's pitch black in here. We got the. Candles going,
scented lavender candles going. We've got electronic equipment set up right over the bath. We've got microphones, the laptop, very little precarious.
But it's all suspended by
strings
and string. It's an elaborate contraption.
Don't forget all the tape.
Very comfortable.
Now let me say, I'm relaxed. I'm feeling so relaxed. Are you guys feeling relaxed? So relaxed.
I can't even feel the muscles in my back. It just feels like this, like a void.
Yeah. Well, my knee is kind of rubbing in there.
I mean, it's a little bit cramped in here.
It's a little bit.
Three full-grown men in a little bath.
You've got magic knees, James. Keep doing
Thank
what you're
so
doing
much.
To the small of my back. Oh, that's off.
God!
Splash it.
I gotta say, I needed this. After the hoops and the loops that those Craig brothers have been putting us through with stealing our convention away from us, it's been nothing but stress. I can feel it in my shoulders and
You know what? I think let's not even talk about it this episode. And we're taking a mini vacation from the whole stress thing.
Staycation!
In a bath.
And I must say, that is... Never mind. I forgot what I was going to say, but we're going to give the listeners a bit of a break from all the stress as we take our own break from the stress by just relaxing here. We're going to have a nice, fun episode for y'all.
Hey, anybody want some bath beads?
Yes, please. Ooh, wow, it sizzles.
You know what? We haven't even written a script for this episode. That's how relaxed we're taking it.
Well, I did write a script, but look, it's all soggy.
I can't read the
words.
You piece of shit!
Hey, Max.
No. You spent time writing a script and you just drop it in the bath?
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Just
sorry.
Dunk your head under.
We're all still
Let
a
me just
bit
hold
stressed.
Up. Let me just dunk my head.
Oh, James, I think...
I really hope that he can just relax for 2 minutes.
I think he can bounce back if he just hurts. Now he's let out a nice scream, and that's going to take up a lot of the cortisol levels.
Bubbles.
How are we feeling now?
I'm okay. Sorry about the outburst.
Please don't scream under the water. It creates bubbles that tickle my crotch and my anus.
Well, what do you guys want to talk about?
We could just listen to the sound of the water kind of gently lapping against the sides of the bath. Sound of heavy flesh just rubbing against the ceramic.
Another flesh.
It's when you go to bed.
It's cramped in here.
It is, but you know when you go to bed sometimes you want to listen to sounds of just, you don't want to listen to music. Yeah, you want to listen to some music of oceans. And the sound of whales and the sound of the jungle. We are creating our own soundscape. It is sound of three boys in a bath.
We know what we should do. We should take the audio from this bath and sell it as one of those ambient
you know, tapes.
Get you to sleep tapes, and it'll be three boys in a bath.
Yeah, and you just loop it. We only have to lie in this bath for maybe 12 hours.
Yeah.
And,
shit! Jay!
Okay, no. Okay, I'm just gonna get out here for a second and just kind of put that out.
Shit! Oh my god. One of the candles fell on the ground and lit the fucking...
The bath mat. I thought it was moist, but apparently it was moist as champagne. Just burning up.
It smells terrible.
You gotta tear it.
Now the curtain is on fire! Get it out!
damn it. Tell you what, let's take a break.
Splash it on the fire. Water everywhere. Splash it on there.
Splash the water!
This is all going in the,
It hurts!
I'm feeling kind of thirsty. Might I just take a drink from this, drink from the tub?
It's just hot, though. Hundreds of gallons in here. Take a sip.
Ooh, oh, soapy.
Is it dirty?
It's pretty dirty and soapy. Because, yeah, we put a lot of bubble bath,
yeah,
bath bombs
and some hot
bath beads in here. It's hot, so it is.
We also, just to get ourselves prepped for this nice little bath, took a run before this. So,
yeah,
you know, a lot of sweat
lot
came
of sweat.
Off of our bodies.
And now, obviously, a lot of, you know, kind of charred material is in the bath as well from the shower curtain and the
mm-hmm. Yeah,
which is good. I mean, the charcoal is great for your skin. It's got a lot of detoxifying properties.
Yeah, yeah,
it will work wonders for your scalp and your all of your glands.
Well, that's certainly what you keep telling us, Julian.
Well, hey, I'm reading this new holistic medications book, and I'm learning a lot. And that's really why I wanted to have this bath time for you guys.
Is that
bath
why?
Time. That's what
that's
this is. This is a bath time.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Is that why you have the lavender candles going?
The lavender candles are just
a homeopathic look.
It's something that we just had lying around. Oh, what's up, James?
What are you doing?
I'm just going to take a leak.
Oh, careful.
Okay.
Careful of that. Oh, Jesus.
Okay. All right, this is happening, I guess. I guess James is taking one of his famous peas.
Do you mind moving your thigh next?
Oh,
damn it.
Okay.
That
can you do...
wasn't in the toilet. Garbage.
That got in the back. James, got the back. What? The back.
Yeah. Hand me the candle. This way I... Oh, Pete.
Oh, man.
A little tinkle by candle.
Oh, okay. Not what I signed up for.
Okay.
So, what do you want to talk about while James pees?
Well, I was thinking maybe we could... In part of this bath retreat, we can maybe play some water games to kind of get the feeling right. We've got the nice darkness and the candles, and kind of, what better way to spice up a little bit of bath time?
Oh, James! Oh,
James,
oh my
James,
God!
Boy!
James is...
Oh, God.
James, I guess, did you slip or something?
Well, the pee that got on the floor, I guess, kind of...
Oh, my God. Pee on the floor and in the
sorry,
side
boys.
Face you.
Well, better out there than in here.
I'm trying really hard to relax right now.
I'll tell you, when you
your
get back...
Your shoulders are up to your ears.
When you get back in the hot bath, after being in the cold, it's so much nicer.
I think I'm going to do that, too. I think I'm actually going to go for a little sprint
take
out
a little
in the...
Step out and then come back
degree
in.
Weather.
Well, before we do that, I think we should... I think playing some games might calm me down a little bit, like what you were saying, Julian.
Okay.
So, what do we got? What can we do?
What are the pool games? I'm thinking basically anything that you can play in a pool, you can play in a 6-foot bathtub.
I can fuck with that.
Yeah.
6 feet wide.
What are some water games we have? We could either do fantasy ones, which are, you know, mermaids and, you know...
How do you play, mermaids?
I think you would just swim around and try to find treasure, and we could meet various fish... Help us on our quests.
Yes.
And then we could do.
Okay, that's enough of that. You can't sing the whole melody.
We could also do. I mean, what? Marco Polo.
Marco Polo.
Water Polo.
Water Polo.
Marcus Polus.
We could do chicken fights.
I want to play that. I want to play the chicken
fight. Chicken fight.
Okay, I'm gonna just get up on your shoulders.
Well, we don't have. I guess I'll just have one on my shoulders.
Yeah, well, you just.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
You just stood up,
yeah.
And then James will be on his knees, and I'm not. Well, now we're at the equal.
Oh, but
right,
James is on his
so
knees. Okay.
James
okay.
Is on
okay.
His,
are you guys. Oh my God, are you guys stable up there?
Oh, no! Wow. I got
sorry,
a bat being lodged in my.
You guys are going to break one of your spinal cords.
Let me down. This isn't relaxing at all.
Okay, what else? Okay, Marco Polo? Want to do Marco Polo?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys go down. Okay. How do you play Marco Polo?
I don't know. What is Marco Polo? This is more like Darko Polo. It's dark in here.
Yeah, now that all the candles have gone out, it's all the splashing. I can't even see my own hand or balls.
Oh.
Oh,
yep, the dog. Oh,
all the dog is
in the
bath.
Get the hop in here. Is he in the bath?
Oh, okay, she popped out.
Okay.
Thank God.
Ooh, all right. Okay. God. You know. Oh, what happened? Did you hear that?
No. Let's take a break.
Julian, are you alone in the house?
I don't want to fight. Turn on the tap. Jump in the bath. With the water. Be the best. Bath boys. Bath boys. Water and bubbles. What a joy. Bath boys. Bath boys. Bubbles and water. What a joy. Ooh, splash, splash. Splash, splash. I got... Nick. Need a... Shut him. It's not a sin. Take a swim. Touch my chin. Hop in a bath bomb. It's a nice splash bomb. We will have fun. Have a nice fun. Bath boys. Bath boys. Water and bubbles. What a joy. Bath boys. Bath boys. Water and bubbles. What a joy. I got a boat. You think it'll float?
I think so.
I got a duck. But who gives a fuck?
Light the candles. Put them beside the water, my friend.
It's kind of behind me. Bath boys.
Bath boys.
Bath boys.
Bath boys.
Bath boys.
Bath boys.
Bath
boys.
Bath, I can feel your fucking thigh against me. Can you just move over a little bit?
I don't care what anyone says. I'll take a bath.
Bath boys. Baby, bath boys.
I don't want to make too much noise. My bath boys.
Bath.
Hello.
There was a big scary noise earlier, and don't know what that was about, but we've decided not to worry about it.
Yeah,
I feel safe in the bath, yeah. I feel safe under the water, and I feel safe with these bubbles on top of my head. Look, I made a little hat.
Not to mention that we're all here together.
I wouldn't say I feel safest, I would say I feel a false sense of security being in this bath with you guys.
See, but my philosophy is that we've been stressed out lately, and we're just not going to bother with anything. We are... Nobody and nothing is going to stop us from just sitting, lying in this bath and relaxing. So
yeah, I just want to stay here basically for the rest of my life. I want to wrinkle up like a little old prune and die.
Now, Julian, tell us what we're eating right now.
Well, this is smart food, Max.
Oh.
And it's just been poured liberally into the surface of the water.
Mm.
Floating around, little popcorn kernels.
Very soggy.
Irresistible cheese, yep.
Now
they were crunchy and now they're soft.
Now I want to ask why you did that. Why'd you just pour it into the tub along with the charred material?
I knew we were going to get hungry. I knew we were going to get hungry, and so I popped open a bag. And now I think it's a little bit of a game. We were trying to figure out a game before, and
right. See,
look, I'm going to blow some kernels over to you guys.
No. See, you Julian is trying
blowing
to make
it along the surface.
Julian is trying to make it seem like he did this on purpose. As always, he can never admit when he's wrong.
Wait a minute.
He meant to just bring the bag.
I didn't know the bag and spilt it.
I can't admit when I'm wrong.
Honestly, I'm eating it right now, but I'm just eating out of hatred and fear, not because I like it.
Well, that's why I ate it too.
Well, that's why anyone eats smart food. This episode is brought to you by Smart Food.
Brought to you by Twiddler's Chips.
Yeah, it should have been Twiddler's Chips in the bath. That's another mistake you made. Bringing that smart food crap in this place.
Guys, Why is this getting so venomous already? We're getting this bath for 15 minutes.
Try to relax. Try to relax. Why is it so hard to relax? And was staying
in I know. You know, this is the problem with today's society, is that everybody's telling you you got to work hard constantly, and you got to put up with all this crap, and you got to not...
Make a living.
You only have to...
Have kids. Have three kids. Yeah. Two boys and a girl. Named
right.
Matt, Sean, and Seanette.
This is the malaise of today's modern society.
Yes.
The modern fucking malaise.
And do people have baths anymore, or did I miss a memo when it's all showers?
I know, I know that little girls have baths, but why do little girls have to have all the fun, right?
Why can't I be a little girl?
Why can't I be a little girl?
Why can't we all be little girls, huh? Play with our dolls.
Eat popcorn in the bath.
Do each other's toenails.
Have slumber parties and talk about boys.
Well, tonight...
Dirt girls.
Tonight, this is the revolution. It is happening. Adults can now act like little girls.
The revolution will not be televised, but it will be broadcast.
On this audio that
you're
listening
to. And if you can't have a bath, play this while you're falling asleep, and it will put you to sleep. This conversation is... The sound of is the equivalent of the sound of whale song is the white noise that can help so many people fall asleep. Or pink noise, that one that sounds a little more like or brown noise. That's like
or the multicolored thing that means that the station's off like
Well, this is that. This is your new I'm sorry. This eating popcorn is rude and disgusting. I'm trying not to.
Okay. I gotta watch my weight. You know what they say about eating in the bath.
Well, we've been wearing our clothes. I should have mentioned for the first half of the episode, but now we've taken them off. Because James sustained some burns in the.
Mm-hmm. As did I.
We frantically kind of. Ripped out my clothes during the break,
and then we were like, well, I don't want to be the only clothes while James isn't wearing clothes,
and then, next thing you know,
we're butt naked, then to the socks.
Luckily,
the
lighting is very dim in here, so the horrors are not too apparent, but, you know, things are still pretty...
But I'm noticing, James, you're looking pretty...
What was that? I heard another goddamn bang again, man. What is going on here?
Yeah,
I think there's got to be something or someone in your house, man.
That's making that noise. Yes.
And
just forget about
we are locked naked in this bathroom. All our clothes are outside. I just feel really vulnerable right now.
Yeah, why did we put them outside and not just leave them here in the bathroom with us?
I don't know. James.
Yeah, I guess that was...
You know, you guys, I don't know. I feel like you guys just don't want to take any action on this, but...
Oh, we're Ryan here trying to relax. Julian's raising his hand.
Yes, Julian, what is it that you need to say?
Not it.
For what? We haven't even said anything about what.
You don't have to say not it. I'm going.
Okay.
Because I'm the only one that knows Taekwondo here, so.
Excuse me. You don't know Taekwondo. Excuse me.
I know.
Excuse me. God, James, please move. Oh, God. Ow. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
That's the worst thing
I don't know. Wish me luck. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm naked. I'm drip.
Well, take a towel. Wrap a towel around your head so you don't drip everywhere. Thank you.
Thank you. You could... actually, don't put the towel on your body. There's only one in the menu.
James, you want some popcorn?
No. No, I don't eat that stuff.
I just took a bite of a piece of popcorn and then I took a bath bead in the other one. It makes it just taste just like movie popcorn. It's great.
Oh my god!
Shit!
Oh, I can't see anything. Can you hold up a candle? Julian, light a new candle.
I don't want to.
Oh god.
Okay, I'll do it.
Just do it. Yeah, I think it's best. God, the water's turned icy cold.
Hello, boys!
Oh no! Your face is so wet.
Your fur is soaking up all of
it. How's it going, my favorite faulty crew?
How's it going, Malcolm?
It's going so good. Your favorite demon is back on the show and in the bath with my favorite virile young men.
And it's even more cramped in here now.
I know my body takes up a lot of room. I'm not sorry. It's
nothing but your feet and butt.
Well, we've also lost about half the volume of just in sheer displacement from your body. It's your fucking tits. Half the water is emptied out of
me. Do not draw attention to my breasts, my six of them.
Yeah, well, it's hard to ignore.
Well, I just wanted to come and say hi to you guys. It's been a really long time, and, you know, I was watching you guys relax, and...
Who are you again? Like, can you just tell us who you are, you new sick creature?
For anybody that doesn't know me, my name is Jamal, and I'm a demon, and I am Cookie Monster's cousin.
Right. Are you okay? You're constantly sick.
You're still sick.
I'm always going around, I know. I'm always sick because I love it. Everybody knows that I love pain and it gets me up, and being sick is very painful.
Well, you'll be happy to know that I'm in quite a large amount of discomfort right now. I don't know about you, James.
Yeah, same.
That's what drew me here to you guys.
What do you mean?
I could sense your discomfort as I watched you, and I just wanted to join in on the fun.
What do you mean? We were having a great time relaxing. And
yeah, did you know that 15 minutes ago we were, like, the most relaxed we'd ever been in our adult lives?
Well, you were certainly saying so, but your feelings betrayed you, if you know what I mean.
No.
I can sense your feelings.
Yeah, right.
What is that, buddy? When you think that we were just pretending to be relaxed before and just putting up this guise of...
All I'm going to say is your midichlorians were saying that you guys were not having a great time.
Well, I mean, the candles did spill. There was a bit of a fire. I did burn myself. There is cheesy popcorn in the water.
And now we're all naked, including you.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
And I love it. Thank you.
Yeah, well, no thank you. You want some popcorn?
I would love it. I've been kind of soaking it into my skin, as you can see.
Oh.
I don't really have a functional mouth, so it kind of, I just kind of absorb the popcorn.
Forming into his
skin. I can see it's almost like tentacles.
Oh, God. It's like cilia.
What? Cilia?
It's like, you know, like a little, like on a bacteria cell.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean. Not like cilia, my ex-wife.
You have a wife? Or you had a wife?
I had a wife. She loved pain almost as much as me, but a little bit more. So much so that I could not take it, so we broke it off.
Wow, what'd she do to you?
She sent me to the seventh hell.
What's that?
I would love to explain it to you, but it's impossible. And if I were to even take you there, your eyes would melt.
What if we went underwater and then you told us all about the seventh hell through underwater? Like, you know when you, like, go underwater and you say,
"Donut!"
to your friend and you have, what did you say? And you say, "Donut. I said donut. Did you hear me?"
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
we can try that. You guys might be a little bit scarred, but, I mean, we can try if you want to.
I don't want to go underwater and listen to what that's all about.
Okay, Reggie?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. I told you guys you didn't like it, even though you could barely understand what I was saying.
No, I couldn't hear anything. I just got a bunch of water in my nose.
Some bit of that black stuff in the candles kind of went
in.
A lot of popcorn kernel went in there. Can I hear that again, just straight up into my ear? Just tell me. Well, what's the seventh hell all about?
It's a place of complete fear, loathing, darkness, and sterility. With extra sauce.
With extra sauce?
And the sauce, I can't even begin to explain what that's all about. It's not even explainable in human terms.
Wow, I love that kind of stuff. I love the idea that there's just stuff that...
The sauce will make you melt.
Oh. Wow.
Anyway, the old ball and chain had me in that seventh hell for a couple of days, keeping me there, and then when she brought me back, I said, "Honey, no more."
You walked out? Did you get a sweet settlement?
Did you kind of just say, "Bye, it's done"? I mean, what did,
oh, I know, I did a little Irish goodbye. I packed my things and I left, and I've been on the run ever since.
You've been on the run from your ex-wife?
Why would she be chasing you?
I mean, as I said before, she loves to cause pain, and the greatest pain would be to cause me pain.
I want to meet this lady.
Yeah.
Or,
I pray that you never do, because she is a demon of great and terrible power.
Wait, wouldn't you want us to go through her great and terrible wrath?
Let me just say, like, I mean, her wrath is so wrath that I don't even wish that upon you, motherfucker.
Oh, well, that's... I guess I thought you were a psychopath, but you have some empathy, so that's...
You're a psychopath.
I think the bath just got a little bit warmer.
Yeah. You know, maybe this bath is relaxing after all, for more than just us.
Well, I guess that's my cue to leave.
No, I'm not necessarily.
No. You guys are feeling better. So
no, don't go.
No, guys, I have everything.
Come on.
Your friend Yelis and your friend Max is about to get hurt real bad.
Wait. There was a loud bump before. Was that you, or is our friend in danger still?
It was not me. It was another very bad person. But I better get down there to see what's happening. I'll see you guys later. Poof.
Oh, he's gone.
He's gone in a puff of snow.
Puff of snow. As always. I did lose a bit of my bowels in the water. It did heat up for that reason. I know you thought it might have been him, uh-huh. And I'm just coming clean uh-huh. and saying that the water is now unclean. Uh-huh. So, we can either keep sitting in the bath staring at each other, or maybe get out and kind of clean it out.
Dry it off.
Yeah.
Maybe
look
have
at
a shower.
Something like that, maybe. I don't know. Personally, I'm not going to do it. If you want to do that, though, go ahead.
You want to lie here alone in the shit bath? Is that what you want for a little bit? You want to be alone in here a little while?
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
Whoa!
Or whatever.
Yeah. So
we're kitted up. We're gonna go check out what that noise was. Max has been gone for more than 5 minutes.
Yeah. It's time for us to really check this thing out. Yeah.
The bath water is cold. Playtime is over.
Yeah.
My back's not gonna get any more relaxed.
Yeah, I think it's. I've gotta say, I mean, relax time's over now. I realize that now. So let's go down there and see what's going on. You have the mobile.
Baby powder? Want some gold bond?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There we go.
Still naked. Still nude.
Yep. Okay, here we go down the stairs.
Do you... Oh, God.
Hmm?
Do you see that?
Is that a figure?
Oh, shit.
Max? Oh, no, I see
Max.
His
Max, Max, buddy. Hey.
Oh,
Max.
My God, guys.
Max, are you okay,
man?
Right?
He fucking stabbed me in the gut, man. The fucking robber,
shit.
Man.
You're
going to
die,
shit.
Man.
Look at all the blood.
You're going to fucking die,
are you guys
man.
Guys fucking recording this? Call
crap.
The hospital. Call the fire department.
I don't
department.
Know where a
no,
phone is.
It's too late,
it's
man.
Too late. You're going to die now. Guys,
who stabbed you? Did you
who
see
did it?
Who
did it?
There's a robber in the house.
A robber?
He's right there
who's
behind
Robert?
You.
Oh,
my
shit.
God.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's going up the stairs.
Oh,
okay.
You guys gotta call the police and
okay,
the fire
no,
department
that's too
right
late,
now.
Man. It's too late for you.
Or
we will revenge you, though.
Put some direct pressure
no,
on
no,
my wound.
No. It's
can't
time for us to
it
revenge.
Out, man.
Here, take these bath beads.
Julia.
Stuff them in
oh,
there.
Oh, God, it hurts.
We are gonna go up the stairs, and we're gonna get our revenge for Max being killed. We're gonna... Oh, shit.
Oh, here it comes. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm scared. Oh, my God. What is he carrying?
Jesus
it looks like
Christ.
He's carrying something very large.
Oh,
shh. My God.
Holy
shit. Max, don't.
What's that?
Oh, my God. He's leaving.
Ghost.
Go.
Oh, my. He took the bath.
What?
It looks like he was holding the bath and he
it's
just
okay, Max, he's gone.
Walked.
He not ran, but walked
out the front door.
That motherfucker
with
carried
the
out the entire porceland tub on his back.
Don't worry,
that's
Max.
What he
ceramic.
Was after.
You'll spend your last minutes in life knowing that that man is not in the house anymore. Let's go upstairs and see if he actually.
Let's go
is
see
back.
The dad.
Leave me!
Okay.
We'll
Max.
Be back, Max.
I'll put you on my back, Max.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to bleed
I'm
all
feeling
over
pretty
your
limber.
Back, but alright.
Alright.
Wow.
Here, I'll nuzzle my shoulder into your
knife hole. Right in my tummy. Okay.
There we go. Oof. That'll keep the blood from...
you guys should have got to call the fire department.
Get in here. Just drop Max on the floor.
Ow!
Slowing you down. Come in. Look.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Confirmed for the bath has been stolen. Now, I've heard of a TV being stolen, and I've heard of a car being stolen, but of my bath? Fuck!
And there's pipes. I mean, this was not a raised bathtub. This was in the ground. I mean,
you have to understand, this wasn't one of these bathtubs with the feet that you can just easily pack up and put in a satchel.
Yeah,
this was installed into the wall. It's just part of the wall, basically. Now it's just exposed pipes
everywhere.
And a lot of dust. And a perfect square where my bathtub
you
used
guys,
to be.
You guys, please, I need you to call the fire department!
Why would somebody do this?
Because we already know it's too late for him, and we're just going to let ourselves down. If we get our hopes up, right? We're going to call the police, get our hopes up, thinking,
what do you
maybe
mean?
He'll
I
live?
I don't care about Max, I'm thinking about the bath.
Yeah.
Okay, why would somebody steal my bath? I mean, I do care about you, Max, but at the bath...
All I wanted was a relaxing bath, and I got stabbed in the gut.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a lesson to everybody that relaxation leads to,
taxation for your Max
patients. Can you please just end the episode?
Well, can we at least sing a song?
I guess. Just patch me up real quick.
All right. Ooh, I think I got pneumonia from that bath.
God.
How are you doing, Max?
Well, after recording that song, I put a lot of energy into that and lost a whole lot of blood.
Yeah, I don't know if it was the stabbing or the bath, but you're looking a little pale and pruny, my friend.
You guys really need to take me to a hospital, or please just call the ambulance or fire department or someone, please.
Max,
I think I might die.
It's too late.
Okay.
You probably are, and... I'm telling you right now, we don't want to get our hopes up, thinking you might live, and then only to have you die. So, Max, I'm afraid we're going to have to say goodbye.
The bath was a bad idea, man. It's killed me.
A burglar killed you. But, I mean, the bath...
Well, the bath was a catalyst of sorts, an event.
The bath certainly facilitated my death.
Well, you went waltzing off from the bath, and we were safe in a sanctum. Anyway, we spoke to a supernatural creature who may be able to... Well, he may be able to heal you, I think. If we press him on it...
I think Amalgama would
I
want to do
I think he's going
to...
You know, he's got a heart of gold inside of those six large furry breasts. And I think we can... I think we can peer pressure him potentially into giving Max a healing potion or something.
Really,
I feel like
prefer,
that's what it is.
I'd really prefer if you guys just called, the health service.
God, you're so insistent on
Max,
the ambulance.
We're going to give the last word to you, and this may really be your last
word.
Yeah,
that might actually be your last word, so make it good.
Coagulate. That's a good one. Shut this thing off!